AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Oh, the queen of iRadio has decided to return to the podcast on a Wednesday.
Oh, that's an underhanded compliment.
Huh?
Yeah, I am a queen. Thank you.
I have something for you. There you go. You open that and read it out loud if you don't mind.
Oh my days. Is this like a check or something? This is an envelope. Is it full of money?
I doubt it very much. Okay, read it out. No, don't pre-read it. You got to read it out.
Dear Miss Una, it has come to my attention repeatedly, loudly, and at times with unnecessary hand gestures that you have been informing the good listeners of iRadio that I allegedly engage in a daily 10 past 10 scheduled download. Let me know that this information is A, private, B, potentially slanderous. What's slanderous? You go for a poo. Like,
there she goes
C,
again.
Weirdly specific, and D, none of the nation's business, no matter how fascinating punctual you claim it is. Therefore, consider this your official cease and desist from further broadcasting, hinting, miming, interpretive dancing, or otherwise implying anything about my bathroom timetable. Please govern yourself accordingly, preferably more than I allegedly govern my bowels. Warmest regards, Cooper, a victim of chronological defamation. What do you mean? What is this? Chronological defamation, my arse.
Ceased.
Cease and resist. Never.
Desist.
No. Yes. You should be proud of it. Anyway, it's too late now. The whole nation knows. 10 past 10. We're printing t-shirts for Christmas. 10 past 10.
You can't
with a little poop and a little Santa Claus on the poop.
You can't say that without going ahead and doing it now. So you need to go and get somebody to design that and print it.
No problem.
All right, okay.
Jonah!
You'll be waiting. All right. What were the lessons that we could learn, especially from this lady that we heard from this morning? Who had a 4-month-old on the flight.
Genius.
This has gone super viral online. So a new mum got on a flight. Have you gotten a flight with the twins yet?
No. You silly Billy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
It's a difficult task as it is to bring them to the shops, never mind to get them on a flight. So a mother had a 10-hour flight from Seoul to San Francisco. That's a long L flight. Mm. And she had a 4-month-old baby, like brand new baby, like box fresh, still had creases on it. Like,
ooh, that's brave.
And like what she did, I feel, is 100% unnecessary. There was 200 people on the flight, okay?
Yeah.
And she handed them all out goodie bags. Okay? And each of the goodie bag included sweets, earplugs, and a note from the baby apologising in advance in case he cried during the journey. There was a little note saying, "Hello, I'm John Woo. I'm 4 months old. Today I'm going to be going to the US with my mom and grandma to see my aunt. I'm a little nervous and scared because it's the first flight in my life, which means I may cry or make too much noise. I will try to go quietly, though I can't make any promises. Please excuse me. So my mom prepared a little goodie bag for you. It has some candies and earplugs. Please use it when it's too noisy because of me. Enjoy your trip. Thank you."
Genius.
Oh my God.
Genius.
That is so cute. Really unnecessary.
It's not.
Though.
Because, okay, it is unnecessary, but like it cuts the stress in half. Because that woman who is a genius knows that because of these goodie bags and that lovely heartwarming little note that she left from the baby.
Yeah.
If the baby is crying and acting like a monster,
yeah,
as they do sometimes, none of the other passengers can give out to her because they won't, because they'll feel so guilty.
Oh right, okay. It's like when you tip somebody before you start a service, you own the person.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I own you. Yeah, try giving out to me now after my cutesy little note and all my candy and my earplugs.
And Kabir, when you go shopping with the twins, do you walk in and hand out goodie bags to everyone saying, "Sorry, this is going to stress everybody"?
I don't go shopping with the twins. I don't. Definitely not with the two of them together anymore, because that's just a disaster.
You should try it and see how much they get away with. Just go in and say, how you doing? We're just doing a little bit of shopping. They're absolute little terrors. This is for you. And a little note saying, hi. We're twins. My mom brought us here because, you know what, we're great crack. Hashtag turn a blind eye.
Turn a blind eye, yeah.
That was super cute. I love that.
Breakfast rolls. Oh, you're going to leave me now, are you? There she goes, out the gap.
I have got, listen, if you were just going to sit there and give out to me for slagging you about your toilet habits, I've got better things to be doing, man.
It's good to have you back, isn't it?
Love you.
Here's our survey says from this morning.
All right, our survey says we need to get some guesses in on 087-110-207. But before we get our guesses in, we need to find out what we're guessing.
The question today, according to a study, the older you get, the less likely you'll do this. What is this?
Have conversation with younger people, because you haven't a clue what they're talking about, because everybody's a bit of an unk and getting all chopped. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Nan. Give it a... 6, 7.
All right, Nan.
Okay, Nan. I said it first. Come back, Nan.
Yeah, no, 6, 7. You might as well be a teacher in a primary school right now. 6, 7 is the uncoolest thing.
My 4-year-old is saying 6, 7.
It's very uncool
it's
now.
It's not uncool. That it's is super chopped. Cool.
That is, you're such an unk. Una is an unk, and that is chopped.
I am the goat of something.
Yeah. You're certainly a farmyard animal of some sort. Maybe an ass. Anyway.
No, it's not that.
It's a good guess. I know it's a good guess.
I'm going to hate your...
No, you can't.
Why? You just because called me an ass. Don't you be talking about my ass.
Don't be getting all up in my business.
Yeah, you talk about my ass. I've got a lovely bottom.
You took a picture of my bottom without me knowing and then sent it to me. But also... We had proof that somebody won a case, and we've loads of audio proof of years and years of you sexually harassing me, saying that I'm bald.
I speak the truth, my friend.
Yeah, but you're calling me baldy.
You talk about my ass, so that's worse. And the only reason I took a picture of you because it was a builder's bum, and I wanted to send it around. It so was.
No, it wasn't.
It had that.
Wanted to send
bum.
Around? Yeah, then my consent. Yeah.
To your wife.
You are.
Yeah, so can I hear that question again, please?
Yeah. Now, the older you get, the less likely you'll
she's looking
you'll
for
do
a
this.
Solicitor's phone number. Yeah. Come on!
The older you get, the less likely you'll do this. What is this? Oh. Stay up late at night.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Is it less likely you'll do it? Oh, maybe. You just can't be bothered. You're like, oh, come on. No, we'll put the TV on.
Oh, love an early night. Oh, sun's gone down.
No, it's
time
not
for
that.
Me tea. All right. Get your guesses in 087-110-207. This is the question that we're asking you for our survey says this morning coming out of Donald's mouth. It is.
According to a study, the older you get, the less likely you'll do this. What is this?
All right. On the way, we're going to try and find out what our survey says answer is. Loads of guesses coming in on 087-110-207. And Una's going to try and insult me by using some Gen Z slang. Just be warned. Because she's saying, are you going to call you in your unk era?
You
literally
your,
asked me what does unk
you're,
mean.
You're in your unk era.
No, that's not the word.
Your unk era. No. Right. You're in your nan era. I was asked.
It's disco lines.
Oh,
discos. Don't. Back in my day, we dances. You know, you get horse and cat.
No,
and
yeah, dance. No, you went to Kelly, love.
And we no money, we no shoes.
I know.
Do you know? Not like nowadays, no broke boys. Hey, what was the question we're asking this morning, Donald?
According to a study, the older you get, the less likely you'll do this. But what is this?
All right.
I think the answer is being able to go a long journey without a bathroom break.
Yeah, it's not wrong. It's not the answer, though.
It's not the answer.
No, it is. Okay. A good shout.
We have a plethora of guesses that are all pretty much the same.
Good morning, guys. Soup here in Galway. By any chance, is it not deciding to go out clubbing at 12 or 1 o'clock?
It's a great guess.
Yeah. You go out earlier, get back earlier kind of thing.
It's all that before midnight clubbing, isn't it?
Yeah.
The over 30s clubs where people are like going out at 7 o'clock and their home babysitter's been dropped home and everything.
Yeah, they're opening nightclubs in Magaluf now at 6 o'clock.
In the morning?
In the evening.
Oh, 6 in the evening.
In an effort to get them in early and get them out early.
Should still be in bed from the night before.
This is true. Yeah, I know.
No, it's not that.
All right, okay.
Is the answer to survey, the older you get, the less you worry what people think.
You're less likely to give a crap what people think about you.
The less likely you are to give a shit what other people think about you.
The less likely you are to give a feck.
Are less likely to care what other people think of you.
That's got to be the answer.
Yeah.
Because pretty much 90% of people said they're less likely to care what people think of
it's
you.
It's completely true. It's not the answer I've got written down.
God damn it,
yeah,
Donald!
Yeah.
I still think everyone struggles with that a little bit.
With what?
With caring what people think of you.
Do you care what people think of you?
I don't like it when, if they don't like me, I'm like, what did I do to you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody likes that.
Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The answer is, the older you get, the less likely that you are to say yes to spontaneous plans, last minute kind of, oh, let's do this, we're doing this now. No, it's not been in my calendar for a week.
Something to look forward to.
I miss that. Spontaneity.
Spontaneity?
Yeah.
Oh, then they came along.
Yeah.
Look at you, gentlemen. I can't just go out. Cooper wants to go club until 6 a.m. again. But I can't because no! You guys! There you go.
I know, I'd bring them.
Yeah, you would do as well. Are you on my tennis? Is I Mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. It was a tight game of Ryanair this morning.
Oh my God, Soup in Galway. What a man. Yeah. Absolute legend.
Yeah.
He bossed.
He's got it all figured out.
Yeah.
Can you beat Soup's score? Because that's the score to beat now. Rhyme it just a little bit. No, all of it. Come here, you can get a really cool prize and rhyme it. It is the contents of Una's drawers, and in Una's drawers, you just never know what's going to be in there. They could be concert tickets. We do know that there are some iRadio goodies and maybe some purple snacks as well.
Some Gaviscon in there also.
You can't give them Gaviscon.
Oh, good, more for me.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, good, that's fine.
Says an awful lot about you now.
What?
Did you want to give out medicine?
I do.
Florence Nightingale over there.
I am Florence Nightingale.
Aren't you just?
Yeah.
All right, playing rhyme it this morning is Soup. Good morning.
Hi, Soup.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're tip-top, thanks. Can I ask you a question?
Fire away.
Why are you called Soup, my friend?
Okay, I suppose it was passed down from my uncle and then it was passed down from his dad. And it has got to the point now where my missus is from the Canary Islands and she told all her mates about it, and now all her Spanish friends are calling the daughter Sopita, which is Little Soup in Spanish.
Oh, that's so cute. Little Sopita.
Sopita.
I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like I have a friend called Gazpacho. He's a little cold soup. terrible joke, but we're here all week. You're heading off to the Canaries as well, where your wife is from after Christmas, are you?
Well, that's the plan anyway, yeah.
Oh, man, have you got a spare room?
I suppose we could organise something, yeah.
I genuinely need a hot. I know I was off a couple of weeks ago, but I was working.
You took a week off because you said, I need some me time.
Yeah,
well,
that me time was to work and to paint, but I didn't get to do any painting. But
okay,
there you go. Yeah, tried to call me on the radio. You're such a loser.
Shut up, Unc.
You're using it wrong.
No, you're in your Unc era, Soup. Cooper's in his Unc era, right?
She's using it wrong. Oh my God, you're such a pervert.
You're a pervert.
Hey,
anyway.
Soup. yesterday we had a score of 2 and Cathy got 3 on Monday. So do you reckon you can beat Monday's score of 3?
Well, time is going to tell.
All right, okay. The word that you've got to rhyme with this morning is?
Tape. T-A-P-E.
Tape, okay.
Tape, okay.
All right, okay. Your 30 seconds start now.
We evolved from this animal.
Ape.
Superheroes usually wear one of these.
Ape.
I damaged my car after I gave it a bit of a what?
Grip.
If you don't like take a picture portrait, how do you take it?
Landscape.
A sweet fruit.
Grape.
The cookie was made into a heart what?
Shape.
The potions teacher in Harry Potter is Professor what?
Nate.
My ex turned up at the party, so I made my what?
A time.
I think you got it.
Hang on a sec. We're going to go to the adjudicators because I don't have the final say.
As the dum came down, the last dum, he'd said it.
So is it like tennis where it's on the line?
Basically, it's on the line. Yeah. So yeah, we'll say it's on the line.
We need to go to the what's the thing in the screen where you
VAR.
Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Hawkeye. Yeah.
So, you got seven.
Oh wow!
I would have given you the eight soup, but there you go. No,
that is the seven.
A small bit of an improvement on Monday, so by the sounds of it.
Oh yeah, big improvement.
Oh sorry,
no that got, was the eight.
Oh, that was
that
the
was
eight.
Look at you trying to do soup out of a point. Aren't you miserable? You're in your Grinch era, Unc.
Wow.
Oh.
My God. Well done, Soup 8. That's incredible. You were on the ball, boy.
What are you going to do with all the purple snacks that you might win? Okay, Soup, we could be talking to you again on Friday. And taking away the contents of Una's drawers for love nor money. Look out yourself. Enjoy yourself in the heated teleporter cab, all right?
Nice one. Thanks a million, guys. Cheers. Have a great day. Don't work too hard. Bye-bye.
Happy Christmas. Bye-bye.
No fear of Una doing that.
Hey!
What?
Excuse you. I'm worked to the bone.
You do, yeah. Okay, if you would like to come on and have the fun with us and play Rhyme It tomorrow, 087-1102-107. And that's how you play. You come on, you get a score of 8, just on the line, just nearly. Oh, it was so close, you nearly got 7.
What?
Missed the show? Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
She is the queen of prank calls. Her name is Una. Wind up Wednesday. Brilliant today. Well done.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. Lisa got in touch with me and she asked me to prank her husband, Paul. Now, Paul is the CEO of some kind of IT company.
He's worked hard.
Yeah, he has, exactly. But he doesn't like when people ask him if he's in IT and ask him stupid questions about the internet.
And as we said, no better person to ask.
There you go.
It's Wind Up Wednesdays, Una's favourite time of the week, where she gets to unleash her prankster on you and your friends and your family. And come here, if you're thinking to yourself, I'd love Una to call somebody that I know that I would absolutely love to get them back for maybe something they wound you up with. Maybe just thinking, do you know what, this would be a bit of crack, we can all have a laugh. Maybe somebody's got a birthday coming up or a wedding or an occasion and thinking a prank would be brilliant, especially like at a wedding, if somebody's going to get pranked and then you can play it during the speeches. It's great fun. Because we videoed them as well. You can play the whole video. Imagine that. Somebody get married and you prank them and you play the video then during the speech. That'd be great crack.
That'd be great crack.
So if you'd like Una to do a Wind Up Wednesday with somebody in your life, 087-1102-107. Who is today's victim, Una?
So Lisa got in touch with me to prank her husband, Paul. And Paul is a CEO of an IT company.
Oh, nice.
Ooh. So Paul hates it when people ask him stupid questions. Do you know about the internet and...
No better person
than myself. No better person. Also, he's a proud Mullinata man. Longford, town in Longford.
Very good.
He's a proud Mullinata man and he doesn't like to be rude to anyone.
Who does, Una?
So that was my in. I pretended to be from Mullinata so he'd be nice to me at the start.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Cannot wait for you to hear this. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Paul?
That's right, yeah.
Hi, Paul, how are you doing? Mary Murphy is my name here in Mullinata. Listen, are you in IT, Paul?
I dabble a little bit in it, yes.
Oh, listen, Paul, there's something wrong with my pewter here and I'm under awful pressure to print out leaflets for the parish because Father Eamon is relying on me to get the leaflets out because it's the 7-year anniversary of the great Mullinata win. Do you remember?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
we hockeyed those dirty dubs. The Kilmacud Crokes. Ah, Jesus, that was a great day for the parish, Paul.
Well, surely.
So I can't seem to get anything working, Paul. I'm in an awful state. I want to send an email to my sister, Kathleen, in Drumlish, but when I press compose, nothing comes out. I think the ink is low in the computer.
Why is your number coming up as an Athlone number?
I'm over now in Susan's house in Athlone, and she said I could use her phone, so to ring you.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Listen, do I need to change the link in it, or what's the story now?
And sorry, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to send an email, but I press compose and nothing comes out. Is it like a, you know, the typewriters where you'd have to change the ribbon? Is I have to change the ribbon in the Wi-Fi?
You might have to change the ribbon in the Wi-Fi, yeah.
And there's a spinning circle that goes around and around and around. So
Kathleen
says that's a sign that the broadband is tired and the internet might have to go for a sleep. Will I pull the plug out?
Put its head down.
And listen, Paul, Kathleen said something about a mouse, but I told her I didn't have any of those around the place because I've got my cat, Josie.
your cat does the job, does it? Keeps an eye on things.
It does. So what's the story? Are you going to come over and...
Sure. Call over and bring over the laptop to me and we'll have a look at it.
I never said it was a laptop. I told you it was a computer.
It's a computer, isn't it?
It's a big... I won't be able... You'll have to come over to me.
Put it into the boot and reverse it into the gate here and we'll plug it in. I have a big extension needle. We'll fix it out along the road.
Oh, Jesus. Now, Paul, I thought you'd come over to my house. Listen, I can make it worth your while if you do.
Jesus.
Hi, Paul. This is Una from iRadio.
Una. who's the culprit?
Who do you think is the culprit?
Is it Dan? It could be Dan.
No, it's not Dan. Someone closer to home.
Oh, right. Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
Oh. Whoop, whoop. And she just got out the door just in time.
Listen, you have... I was going to go hell for leather there now, but I said I'd leave you alone.
It's too early in the morning to be thinking too much.
Up the Panish. Come on, Mullingata. Oh, all right. Good luck.
Love that. I absolutely love that. I'm no better person to not know what they're talking about when it comes to IT.
Oh,
problems.
Yeah, not a clue. What's a router?
What? If you'd like Una to wind up somebody in your life, 087-1102-107.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
I wonder what topics came up in Truth or Trash today. I'll let you figure it out right
Bowel
now.
Bowel movements.
Truth or Trash. All right, Truth or Trash is where we each bring facts to the show and we've to try and convince each other that the facts are truth. And we've to see if they're truth or trash.
Beautiful.
All right, Donald, what have you got for us this morning?
My fact today, New York City, Manhattan, beautiful place, lots of beautiful buildings.
Concrete jungle where dreams are made of?
Exactly, but there's so many, it's so heavy with all the skyscrapers, it's sinking.
Is that your fact?
That's my fact.
I'm going to say it's true. A lot of skyscrapers, and it's hotter during the summer in areas where there's a lot of built-up buildings.
So are you saying it's hotter during the summer than it is during the winter? Is that your fact?
No.
I'm locking in.
I am saying that it's hotter in places with built-up areas like London and New York during the summer. You feel the heat more.
I can feel the heat. So you're saying the actual island of Manhattan is sinking?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the sea rising?
No, I'm saying it's not the sea rising, it's sinking.
Oh, okay. And it's due to the sheer weight of all the buildings.
That's what I'm saying.
What are you saying, Una?
I'm going to say it's trash now.
You're saying it's trash?
I'm changing it to trash, yeah.
Lock it in. I'm saying true, locking it in.
It is true, yeah. More than 1 million buildings estimated. The mass is £1.68 trillion. It's sinking at 1 to 2 millimetres every year.
Ooh.
That's mad, isn't it?
Ooh, yeah. Put some stilts on it.
It's cree. All right. Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mine's from America as well.
Oh, look at us.
I wonder what's going on there.
Intercontinental.
So, my fact today is, in the state of Iowa in America, a female can be legally fired for being too attractive.
Oh, my days.
You'd have an awful time getting a job over there, wouldn't you, Una? I'm just too gorgeous.
Is Iowa in the south?
I don't know the location. Would it be? I don't know. No, it's not in the south.
No, I don't think it is.
Is it the Midwest? I don't know. It's probably. I'm going to say that's true because it's probably one of the old laws.
They just haven't changed.
Sorry, there's a buzz coming from somewhere, and I don't know what it is.
You have tinnitus.
Although it's now gone.
Or tinnitus.
Tinnitus. What is it? Yeah. Tinnitus. What?
I don't want that to be true. Okay, so I'm going to say trash. But I... Oh, there it is again.
There it is again. Yeah. Okay, so...
It could be true. It could be true. So I'm going to say true.
Well, that's the whole idea of the game. It could be true, it could be trash.
Yeah, you do say this to me.
I can say it's true.
You're saying it's true. Lock it in. Lock it in.
True.
It is true.
All right.
Yeah, so there was a court ruling. There was a firing that was unfair, and it was not illegal sex discrimination. The employer was motivated by gender, but not perceived by irresistible attraction that threatened his marriage. So basically, she was too hot, this woman who worked for him, and he felt felt that his marriage was threatened because she was too gorgeous and that there was temptation there. So he fired her and hired somebody uglier. But who was
Did that actually happen?
Actually happened, oh
in what year?
That was 2013. Midwest.
Oh my God.
Was it the Midwest?
Yeah. Just to the left of Chicago.
Oh my God, that is crazy.
There you go. No, but are you surprised?
No.
No. Good. No. Right.
My fact. Oh, I've been waiting to tell you this for a long time. Oh, yeah. Okay? Okay. And today is the day. I have been contacted by a new company. Mm-hmm. And they want the rights to something I have actually patented because I knew it was going to be, I knew it was going to take off, right? The company are called Dropped Off the Wild Atlantic Flush.
Sorry. Dropped Off the
Wild Atlantic Flush.
Okay.
They're actually a laxative company in Donegal. And their tagline is, for a bowel movement as powerful as the coastline. Right, but they're not happy. They're not happy with that.
Why are they happy?
Because they said it was a bit too wordy, a bit too long. Do you know what I mean?
Wouldn't be like it.
There's just a lot. There's just a lot going on in that tagline. So even though it's clever and everything, it's just there's a lot going on. So they've contacted me, asking for the rights to my patented phrase, 10 past 10. They know that the whole country knows what 10 past 10 is, and it's associated with, you know, regularity, fiber, being on time. And they think that it is the perfect tagline for their company, Dropped Off the Wild Atlantic Flush. So, yeah. Because we all know what happens at 10 past, if you haven't heard.
Oh, what happens?
He goes every day at 10 past 10. Cooper goes and does his twosies. Every single day. It's just amazing.
You're amazing.
There's a lot of kimchi in your diet. There's something going on there. It's just. I'm in awe of
it's
you.
Called regular bowel syndrome.
Regular bowel movements.
Regular bowels.
Yeah, that couldn't be the tagline because it's just not sexy. You know, regular bowel movements.
Regular
bowel movements. Dropped Off the Wild Atlantic Flush. We promise you regular bowel movements. I mean, it could work.
Could work.
Yeah, but 10 past 10. It just right to the point. Just hit you and everyone knows what you're talking about. So,
yeah,
you're famous.
Yeah.
She wants us to guess truth or trash for this.
Starting to get bookings for gigs off the back of it as well.
What time am I on at? 10 past 10.
Yeah, you're on at 10 past 10.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying this is trash and I'm locking it in.
We know it's trash.
Yeah,
it's
It's trash.
Of course it is. You're such a pervert.
You're such a pervert. It could happen, though. I mean, wouldn't it be amazing?
No.
If a laxative company wanted you to be the face of their company.
But I don't need laxative. That's the joyous
that's
thing about
exactly,
it.
That is the thing, because you were so regular. It's amazing.
Arrête.
Arrête means stop.
I know. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying to you.
Yeah.
Now, can I tell you an interesting fact about 10 past 10?
Oh.
Yeah.
I know, it's a truth or trash bonus. And that is that when they advertise watches, like analog watches with the hands, you'll see on all the pictures that it'll say 10 past 10.
Oh, is that because you're pooping as well? Is it? Is it because you're pooping as well? Are you taking credit for that too?
No. It's just like clockwork. It's like 10 past 10.
10 past 10.
Because the watch looks like it's smiling. That's the reason why.
Okay, thanks for that little tidbit. Thank you.
At least mine was true.
Tell that story more often.
Yeah. Miss the show?
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Once again, Una gets it in her mind that she wants to sing on the radio, and I try and stop it, but it didn't happen.
You loved it. You loved it. We got to write Christmas songs for each other. Yeah, mine were brilliant.
They were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What we'll do, we'll allow you to do another one by the end of the week, and maybe two or three next week as we get closer to Christmas.
I have a compilation now. That's what I call Christmas Cooper's Poops Now.
All right.
Do you know what? We got a lovely message, Una, in from Philip, who regularly sends in lovely messages to us. And he made up a Christmas song about us.
Oh.
Yeah, do you want to hear it?
I'd love to.
Cooper goes poo at 10 past 10. Una can't park and we all know that. Scally plays the accordion. It's Christmas, put the turkey in the oven.
That's brilliant.
That is so good. Really except good. The part about me not being able to drive, but I love the opener.
I tried to put a bit of a donk in it.
Cooper goes poo at 10 past 10. Una can't park and we all know that. Scally plays the accordion. It's Christmas, put the turkey in the oven.
It was better a cappella.
It was better a cappella. Yeah. Well done for shizzle. It was
really good. Pardon?
Shut up, Unc.
Stop it.
Why don't we, right?
You and I.
Yeah.
Go on.
Write a Christmas song.
What, together?
Yeah.
Or one each?
One each.
Okay. All right. Okay. It doesn't have to be long, does it?
Nope.
Just like a one verse type thing?
Just one verse.
Oh, good. Excellent, Grant. How long do I have to do this?
To the end of the show.
To the end of the show?
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'm a busy mum of twins.
We have the end of the show to do it.
Okay, all right. Challenge accepted, Chihuna. What rhymes with Una?
Guna.
Suna. We did get some lovely messages sent in to us this morning from people singing songs, Christmas-style songs about us, and that gave you the wild idea that you wanted to do a Christmas song then.
Yeah, just to get in the festive spirit, you know? Us Yuletide enthusiasts do love a good Crimbo Carol coupe.
Don't you? Now, you know that because it's Christmas, usually, I think it's only because it's Christmas, it's the only reason you're allowed to do this, because you've been told you're not allowed to sing on the radio anymore.
Scandalous.
It's not really.
Giving the people what they want.
Okay, so I'm going to go first because mine is literally like four lines long. Because we said we'd do a verse each. You've done an entire album.
I have it. Well, I have.
Do you know what? People are starting to call you Taylor Swift. Just like taking up all the albums.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Okay. So are you ready for my absolutely terrible Christmas song that I've written for you?
Yeah.
Ready?
Mm.
All right. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ding-a-ling-a-ling too.
Wow.
Come on, it's Wise in Studio on iRadio together with you. Who does misbehaving, cracking like an unc who knew? And someone called me a pervert for eating in spice at 2:30. Roll on 10 past 10 because you know what I'll do. That's it.
Wow.
That's all I got. See, I didn't have time to prep it and
you sounded time like it. A teenage boy but whose voice is kind of cracking.
You want fries with that?
Yeah. Okay. My turn.
Jump again all up in my business.
My business. Okay.
Okay, so you're
I have two for you.
You've two.
I would have had three if I had more time.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You ready for it?
Yeah.
Three, two. Of course, we had time to rehearse yours.
Will you count me in? Bells, Cooper smells, he poops at 10 past 10. It's not fun to walk right in, you need frankincense from the wise men. You! Jingle bells, Cooper smells, he poops at 10 past 10. It's not fun to walk right in, smells worse than a rubbish bin.
Couldn't smell as bad as your eggs every morning in studio. Alright,
okay.
Your man's...
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the radio station. Cooper said to me, the time is 10 past 10. And then he ran to the loo.
Oh my God, stop.
And did a stinky poo. I turned my face away.
and call the guards on him. Yeah, that's all I got there. I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to write the whole song dedicated to you. The whole song.
I'm going to say, that's what you've been writing.
And it's called Fairy Tale of the Loo. Yeah.
That's what you've been writing for the last 2 hours.
What do you mean for the last 2 hours? I was also, you know, doing the show and doing the news. So anytime I got a free second, I was writing my songs. And I thought they were pretty... Donal, what did you think of my songs?
Yeah, they weren't bad.
They weren't bad, yeah. They're a lot better than yours. Like...
Mine was amazing.
No, yours is really brutal. Like, I'm just being honest with you, pal. You got to up your game. Do you know?
Okay.
Do you not? But did you not enjoy them?
No, I thought they were absolutely rubbish.
That's because they're about you. They're good. 087-110-207 if you want me to write more songs about Cooper.
Sure, and what we'll do, we'll look at those tomorrow because we're finished now. That's
aww.
It. But I tell you what, we'll do.
Will we go again?
What?
Well, do you want me to sing it out with Jingle Bells?
No.
Okay, fine.
I don't ever want... Like, we're not even going to put this bit on the podcast.
Oh, jingle bells, Cooper smells, he poops at 10 past 10. Oh, it's not fun to walk right in, you need frankincense from the wise men. That was a really clever line about the frankincense. You know, you need the oil for the smell. Do you know what I mean? I'm a lyrical genius. You're right, I am like Taylor Swift.
Okay, we're going to clean up, get rid of the frankincense, and myrrh.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
If you're wondering what Una's laughing at now, we did cut there for a second, but she was singing another Christmas song, which was
Cooper the Christmas Pooh.
That is our podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome back, Una. You absolute lunatic. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. And if you want us to wind up anybody in your life, send us a message on WhatsApp, 087-110-207.
Peace.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.